We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Two grand jury decisions in 2 weeks, both involving white police officers and black suspects in which the black suspects died, have served to reopen old wounds and incite simmering passions. Among many on the left, many in the mainstream media, but I repeat myself, and among those in what can only be called the racism industry, the deaths of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and Eric Garner in New York, both at the hands of police, serve as prima facie evidence of racism that remains unabated a half century after the passage of the Civil Rights Act. To hear race hustlers like Al Sharpton tell it, the streets of our cities are patrolled by white police officers who will use any excuse to abuse or kill a black man. This assertion feeds the narrative that racism explains why black households lag behind white households in every important economic measure. Throwing the penalty flag on such speciousness risks sputtering outrage and personal attack from certain portions of the black community and from liberal quarters such as the Washington and New York Commentariat. I'm throwing the flag anyway. To the extent that white racism lingers in America, that lingering now has little to do with the plight of millions of young black men and women. The disproportionately high unemployment among young blacks, the disproportionate dependence on government assistance, and the disproportionately high rates of black incarceration are not the result of the white racism that characterized the 1950s. Unlike 1964, when I was 10 years old, the N-word today is unacceptable in polite company. I would not be able to find, and neither would you, a movie theater or restaurant or hotel or sporting venue or department store where even the tiniest glimmer of a second thought is given to serving black customers. The election of a black mayor or congressman has long since ceased being newsworthy. A second black president is inevitable. As much as rich white liberals, so-called civil rights leaders, and elite members of the media would have you believe otherwise, the troubles facing many young black adults today are largely the result of self-inflicted wounds. Sky-high dropout rates, high rates of drug use, and the catastrophe of fatherlessness that has come to define black life in America are all much more to blame for the poor economic prospects facing young black men and women than the dying embers of 20th century white racism. Irrespective of the color of your skin or the obstacles placed in your way by the circumstances of your birth, success in life derives only from a firm belief in the power of personal responsibility and a keenly felt duty of self-help. Only when that belief takes hold in the majority of black households will the disparities between white and black economic achievement and the resulting resentment and distrust begin to dissipate. If Reverend Al Sharpton were anything other than the shameless hustler that he is, that's the gospel he would be preaching. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. When we first started playing this music under the Keepersall Winery commercials, it seemed as if there were all the time in the world until Christmas. Today, well, you know, not so much. Thanksgiving has come and gone, and we have now have this weekend and just two more until Christmas Day. So my recommendation, make some time tomorrow to visit the Keepersall Winery and knock out a significant part of your Christmas shopping. The Keepersall Winery has three Keepersall wine gift boxes all fixed up and ready to go. Each contains a different collection of Keepersall wines. Each is elegantly presented, and each is only $50. I, being the red wine guy that I am, will be giving the collection called the Big Three. It's a bottle each of Keepersall Merlot, Cabernet, and Syrah. Wine's a great gift. It doesn't spoil. It doesn't go out of style. And when your recipient, in his or her good time, opens a bottle to enjoy it, you will be well remembered. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.